In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in Volume 17, Letter Number 6,499, Baruch Hashem, the 25th of Elul, Tavshin, Hey Tavshin, Yudches. Baruch Hashem, the 25th of Elul, Hey Tavshin, Yudches, Brooklyn, New York, Shalom Avracha. The Rebbe addresses this to the sons and daughters that are everywhere. Hashem Aleim Yichyu, Sholim Rav Avracha. Lots of peace and blessing. So the Rebbe says like this. This is a public letter. Now, I don't know of any other leaders at all, or if there is, maybe few, who would send a letter to all Jewish people. I don't know. Who would send a letter to all Jewish people? But the Rebbe was not a Rebbe only for Chabad, but he was a leader for all the Jewish people. So he sends a letter to all sons and daughters, wherever they are, Shema Yalem Yichyu, Sholem Rav Uvracha. Much peace and blessing. The Rebbe says like this, the month of Elul is especially the days of Slichas and the 10 days of Teshuvah. So this was already in middle of the days of Slichas. And so the Rebbe is addressing the unique and special days that we are right now in the days of Slichas and Aseres Yemei Teshuvah. Is the time to make a honest calculation, accounting. Not something to deceive yourself, not a cheated accounting. You got to be honest with yourself from the year that is we're leaving. And from that, to draw the right conclusion, how to set up yourself, your home, and all matters in this coming years. So, figure out, go back, take stock, do an accounting, what happened the year that passed, and make the right decisions how you are going to set up your home in all matters the coming year. Together with that of the accounting, these are also very auspicious days. They are days of special days. These are days that call and demand. And the Rebbe uses the verse of Tehillim, which we say, the highlight of the special chapter of Tehillim that we say two times daily. Bakshu fonai esponecha shema vakish. Seek me, seek my face, and we respond, we will seek Panecha Avayin, seek Hashem's face. So, what does it mean to seek the face, to seek the inner, Bakshu Fonayas Panecha Avayin? Look for the meaning. Look for meaning. Look, don't look on the surface, on the. Look for the meaning and your inner in yourself. Look at the inner from what's around you. Look about the inner, the soul of the world. Look into the deeper, not on the surface, but the panemius, the inside. Find and reveal the godliness that vitalizes and fills the world. Don't look at the world on the superficial level, but see in the world the true godly spirit that vitalizes the energy of Hashem that vitalizes the world. So these days demand from us to take a deeper look, more deeply inside of things. And the Rebbe says these two matters we're talking about. First of all, the honest accounting and to look into the inner, beyond the surface, are connected amongst selves and hinge on one another. Because when you make an accounting of the past, so many times, oftentimes, and very often, you make a mistake. You don't come to the right accounting. Why? Because you consider and you take into consideration only the surface. You make your accounting and you take a look at the surface, at the external, which is by yourself, and what you see in your surrounding. So a lot of times you take a look, you say, yes, I was pretty good, you know, on the outside. Things went pretty well on a surface level, externally. And you make a mistake because you're not really examining what really went on. And the Rebbe says also, when you set up a plan for your order of life for next year, you sometimes are just thinking and setting up the superficial, the outer layers of life. But here, what is the demand? What is the call from this chapter of Tehillim these days? And the demand of the day is, don't underestimate your own strength and your possibilities. Go beyond what you think on the surface. As much that you have in cash, meaning ready. In other words, you might look, okay, this is as much as I can do, because that's on the surface. You're not looking really what you can really do. You're just looking at your surface level. Oh, in other words, the Rebbe calls it mizuman, meaning this is cash, what you have on the table. That would be your open capabilities to to as much as you have the possibilities to lead your day-to-day life according to the instructions from our Torah, which is a Torah of life, Torah Chaim. It's a Torah of life. That's the open. You have ready-made to be able to live your life. And how much the measure and the strength of character not to get influenced, impacted from the non-friendly surrounding and to follow in Torah mitzvah. So you have a ready-made position which gives you the strength, but it is much greater and you have much more in reserve possibilities that you can create through the fitting effort. If you put in effort, you can discover a lot more. You have inner, very big powers of independence and strength to push through in life, which is truly good. You do have that. So more than the surface strength that you think that you have that can strengthen you to go through and meet all the challenges, you got a lot more depth and a lot more inside you. Feel much more and much greater and much more you have, the Rebbe says, in reserve. That's not cash on the table. That's not here. But you got a big reserve. You got possibilities that you can create through the fitting effort. You have inner, very great powers of independence and strength to push through the life that was truly good. I repeated myself. However, for that, you need bakshu. You need to seek. Zucht. Zucht means to search. And bring out your inner powers and inner possibility. And then will be motzoso. Yogaitu motzoso. Then you will find, as the pasuk says, kidritrishenu, that you'll find Hashem because you will seek Him. The verse says, when you seek Hashem, when you do bakshu, you will find it. Duveski finen, you will find it. Because you will search and you're going to demand bakshu fonai umudraseso kidrishenu, because you will seek it. And the Rebbe says the above especially applies to, and in a greater measure, on people who are influencers. Today we have influencers, but in the Hasidic terminology there is mashpim. Those are spiritual leaders, rabbonim, rabbis, and so on. Until also, to the extent it goes also on a father. And the one who gives the, sets the tone in the spiritual life from the house and the family. So, Rebbe said, constantly, the Rebbe said, there's always, on every step you take, you always have doubts, and you're always worried. Maybe these words are too strict. Maybe we are expecting, demanding too much. Maybe we are chasing away through this by demanding. In your family, you have to set the tone what's acceptable. But you worried about if you're going to say it, and you're going to say you have to conform. These are the rules of the home, and that's what you have to do. Oh, you know, you're always in doubt, and you're always worried. Maybe this is too much. Maybe you're chasing them away. To them is the call of these days and the demand. Bakshu fonai. Seek the inner, which means look into, search, and bring about the inner of you are of those who you influence. In other words, don't worry, they have tremendous amount. Evaluate the recipients, not according, not what they look about, but you should evaluate them according to their inner wealth, according to the soul, the take of the soul, which is a part of Hashem above. So don't underestimate those who you're teaching. You can tell them and they will accept it. But because the Rebbe says, when you have a fitting approach and untiring work with them, you continue to work with them, then you can, by each one, bring out that hidden wealth and strength that they should start to work by them in their daily life. You're going to change them. You can, if you continuous, with this continuous, untiring effort, you will bring out those inner powers of those people you're trying to influence, the family members, the community members, whatever, the leadership. And Rebbe said, trust the Jewish people. Give them credit. Trust them. And give them that what they, the Jewish people, are really expect to receive. They want to get a whole Torah. They want to get a whole Torah with all mitzvahs and with the principle idea, HaTorah Yinitzchus, that Torah is eternal. And again, the Rebbe is talking in those days in which there was a lot of struggles. A lot of people were being dragged on for some compromises from reform and adjustments and different lies. The Rebbe says, don't, that you can give them, they can accept it. The principle, the Torah is eternal. You can't change the Torah. Torah is forever, for all times and for all places. And it's only through this approach you come to a real and honest calculation in evaluating yourself and in evaluating those that you are seeking to lead in the right way. Believe in them and know that they have that inner strength. That is an honest accounting of the past and an honest accounting how to set up the future. It should be a full year. What does a full year mean? It should be full with the proper content in everything that is up to the person to make that year full. And this also brings that it should be a year full, filled with the blessings of Hashem and everything, both physically and spiritually. The Rebbe blesses them. With the Rebbe's signature. So this is a real powerful general letter to everybody to, first of all, don't undervaluate yourself and don't under-evaluate the people that are trying to influence. Don't think that you got to come up with compromises and other ways. Just believe in them and know, Bakshufone, it's a time to search the inside. Don't just go by the surface. Don't good look what it appears. Dig deeper and you will see that you will be successful. The Rebbe blesses them for Chesiv HaSimatoiva, Shana Toiva Mesukah.